Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Go to hell, Mulsey. Where did that come from?
I found that in, I think it was like Pony's folder yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't even remember when you said it. It was like almost a year ago. And now it's one of my favorite drops.
That was during the Fan 5 alarm. Modern technology. Suddenly, I've never had a problem remotely like this before. My phone won't make phone calls or receive them.
Yes.
What happened?
So when I called you, you did not see that I actually called you, correct?
Correct. And when I tried to call different people, including a rental car company and my wife, as soon as I press the thing I always press to make the call, it said call ended and wouldn't let me make a call. Bob, it's one thing after another with modern technology.
I know it is, and it changes, and I get frustrated too because I can't figure it out. You must have pressed something accidentally.
We're all addicted to these stupid.
Are you in airplane mode?
Boxes. It's like when TV came out, except it's a trillion times worse.
Yeah, are you in airplane mode? That might do it.
That might
do
it.
My dad called the TV an idiot.
Go to
box.
Settings.
And these things are even more of an idiot.
We become
box.
Our fathers. We do.
Like idiots, sit there. We're out to dinner. The whole family's looking at their phone.
Listen to Joe, the old man yelling
idiots.
At Cloud.
It's not. It's just that we're a bunch of idiots.
I agree. And it's like, follow the leader. Everybody's doing it. So now we got to do it. And if you don't do it, unfortunately, it does contain all the things we need, you know?
And then Marty Tuffer, the sales guy, sends me something and immediately sends me a question mark because I don't get right back to him, Bob.
Without even
knowing
that you have
been hijacked.
Does anybody
know I'm doing the show? Plus, I can't get back to him anyway.
Sometimes the solution is the easiest possible answer.
Off.
Turn it off and turn
Shut
it back
off and
on.
Restart it. That may be the best thing you can do, Joe.
Oh, unplug it and plug
news
it back
of all.
In.
On our trip to Cape May, my stepson has made a golf date for 6:50 a.m. at Cape May National Golf Club. Do you think I'll play well that day, Bob?
Given your attitude, no. Until that changes, my answer will always be no. You control it. You should do it.
6:50. That's an early tee time.
He loves those early tee times.
I'll be sound asleep.
I mean, 6:50 will be done by 10:30, maybe earlier if we get moving. And we'll be on the beach by noon. I can't wait to go there, Bob. My little granddaughter, Mallory. She looks just like the Gerber baby.
That's good. And you'll have a wonderful time. And that's where you free yourself up. Don't look at your box.
What?
Your box that you said you were addicted to.
Oh, the idiot box. Yeah. No, you know what? When I do go to Cape May, I throw this thing away. Now, that's
you take
a little
pictures.
Bit of an exaggeration. I don't take pictures, no. But I keep it for, you know,
emergency,
text.
Yeah.
I do not look at social
media.
No,
you shouldn't. I've become better at that. There are days when I don't want to look at it. I'll still do what I do and watch what I need to watch and see, but I don't need to comment on it. And certainly with some of the people that react to it in ways that are just so ridiculous.
I can't handle it. All right, I'm going to attempt to call limits. If this doesn't go through, I'm going to become very angry and possibly leave for a couple of minutes.
Okay.
All right, so you turned your phone off and you turned it back on.
Is your phone ringing?
There it is.
There it is, Bob. My phone works again.
Joe is calling.
It's a simple thing. You shut it
off. That's the other side of technology. When something gets fixed, it's not just, oh, that's nice it got fixed. There's a sense of elation, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, it does. The little triumphs mean a lot in this technological world for those of us who are older and don't understand it as much
as people like
Austin Limits.
Jesse Palmer, Bleacher Report. I'm hearing there's a chance TJ Watt gets past $40 million per season. He's their NFL insider. He says he has every right to ask for it. I've talked on here a lot about the comparisons between him and Myles Garrett. The numbers are almost identical in every aspect. No, they're not, Jesse. TJ has significantly better numbers in almost every aspect, but go ahead. And they came in the same draft class. I mean, he has the right to try to get that. I agree. He does have the right to try to get that, but I think all three of us have agreed to go over $40 million for TJ Watt seems extremely extravagant here, Bob. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I thought, again, looking back, I guess it's always easier in hindsight, but the Steelers would have been much better off doing this at the end of last season quickly before it ever came to where it's become, and the price just keeps going higher and higher. And if he really is dead set on getting more money than Myles Garrett, and that's where he is, apparently it looks like the Steelers are going to be okay with that. So, again, I'll say this. Omar Khan knows how to work money. He knows how to make it so that it's not something that will, you know, handcuff them moving forward in any other deal they may want to make. So it when you see the deal, whenever it is finalized, and I believe it will be at some point, it may go all the way into the beginning of September, but you'll probably see ways that the Steelers have protected themselves down the road.
Well, one thing that's going to continue to help them, and I use that in quotes because there's obviously a trade-off here, is that they're not paying a quarterback. They're still not, and if the goal is to draft one next year, they still won't be. For like several years, they still get to splurge in other areas because they're not going to be spending big money on a quarterback, presumably, right?
Right. I mean, that's the one thing to go through this whole the last several years. They haven't put much money in the quarterback room at all. Even this year with Aaron Rodgers, it's not that expensive, you know, versus the rest of those guys. So next year, if Aaron Rodgers is true to his word here that he is going to be a one-year guy here and that's it, then you're going to go through the whole process again and try to figure out what's next. Although I do think having Will Howard around under, you know, Mason Rudolph, who's a really good guy and a good teammate to have, and also a guy like Aaron Rodgers can benefit him even if he never takes a snap.
Well, I wonder if there's a game of chicken going on here between Watt and Micah Parsons. It seems to me, Bob, that there's an assumption, and also Adam Schefter reporting, that Parsons is going to become the highest paid player in NFL history. Schefter says flat out, it's not a matter of if, but when. He said he'd like to have that deal done in the next month. Do you think TJ is thinking beyond Myles Garrett to Micah Parsons? And does TJ Watt have a claim, a rightful claim, to be the highest defensive paid player in the league? Do you think he's waiting for Parsons or Parsons is waiting for him?
Well, I hope the Steelers don't wait for Parsons. I hope they get it done sooner rather than later.
But it's
I
would up have to thought Watt.
That. I understand that. But I think they're a different position. He's a different kind of player, Micah Parsons.
And significantly younger, and, right?
Yeah, exactly. The age should factor. What is he, 25, 26? I mean, that should factor. That's a whole contract's worth of the next 4 years age-wise, and he's still in his prime. I still think TJ Watt has some great football in him, but I, you know, taking it down the road 4 to 5 more years, if that's what it is, you know, that's a little risky proposition just because of age. That's the reality of it. But I would not wait, and I think Micah Parsons, I don't know what TJ Watt, if he's just looking for edge rusher specifically, you know, then Myles Garrett should be his falling off point. That's where he should want to be. If it goes beyond that, then I think the Steelers might have a little bit of a pushback.
I mean, maybe this will go in fairly smooth fashion here, and maybe this is all overblown. Maybe the Steelers will just simply settle at some point in camp on a number that's 1 cent higher than Myles Garrett. I believe, from everything I know about TJ Watt, that he would consider that a point of pride to be higher paid than Garrett.
Well,
I think that would
speaking,
be the competitor in him, and I think
claim.
Yeah, he deserves to ask for that.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you have to give it to him.
But it also means you can create it in a different way, too. The money can be allocated in different directions. It doesn't have to be. Total package is what will matter. And at the end of the day, if that's what they want on the Watt side, to say, hey, we're the number one paid edge rusher in the NFL again, go ahead. But doesn't mean that you're going to get it all. You may get in different in payments down the road. You know, just like we're talking about Eric Carlson with a $5 million payment coming up. You know, structure it in a way that it doesn't necessarily hurt you now so that you can do some other things.
Right. And I suppose it is true. It is true. They can splurge a little bit in other areas because, again, the quarterback, it's so many.
Next year you'll have even more money available probably.
But the trade-off for that is that there's a lot of teams that have elite, still young quarterbacks in the AFC and the Steelers don't.
Right.
You'd rather be paying a guy.
Absolutely.
They have $100 million in cap space next year.
So they can draft another quarterback and still do a lot of things in free agency if they want.
Sure. Absolutely. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. There's some pretty wild optimism out there about Aaron Rodgers in some circles. Jay Glazer, for example, says that Rodgers and Mike Tomlin are a, quote, perfect match, he told Jim Rome yesterday, and that he thinks, and he told Aaron this. Like, it's always interesting to me when media people are somehow, like, involved in these situations. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He said, I told Aaron this, and I told people in the Steelers. I said, there's only two places I think Aaron can go and win a Super Bowl. And that's with Sean McVay, but that couldn't happen because Stafford came back. And it's with Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith. Bob, is this guy delusional, or does he have something here?
Well, he may have something. You know, I think there have been more people who, since this signing, have turned to the positive part of Aaron Rodgers as opposed to where it was before it ever happened. So I think people look at what potentially he could do, and I would not be surprised if he's very functional and does a good job with this team in terms of moving some of these offensive drives that have stalled in the past. Because I'll say this about Aaron Rodgers. If you get him to second and seven or second and three after a seven-yard first down gain or one of those kind of offensively advantageous down and distance.
Yeah.
Whether it's second and three, third and two, he can do things because I think he's set the release is still there and he can utilize a lot of people on this. I think Calvin Austin will benefit. I think Pat Freiermuth will benefit. Does that mean they'll win a Super Bowl? I'm not going that far. Does that mean they'll get in the playoffs? Yes, I think it can mean a playoff opportunity. And then when it gets to that point, we'll see. Something has to change. You can't have the same kind of stuff. But that also involves defensive efforts as well. So, but I do think it can be an upgrade, and I think it could be fun to watch. And I think that's all I'm looking for this year. I think it's going to be fun to watch. And Jodo will give you plenty of things to talk about on this program for sure.
What about you, Bob? Is that an indication you're leaving the show?
No.
You said it'll give you plenty of things to talk about on this show.
No, because it is your show.
Are you pulling a Ron Cook?
No.
Are you leaving?
It is your show.
Are you going to have me to go get a drink with you at Jurgles? Like Ron did? Come get a drink with me at Jurgles and then drop on me that you're leaving?
I mean, that's
was that a hint right there that Bob dropped limits? Did you hear that?
No, I don't think so.
He said you'll have plenty of things to talk about on the show.
Well,
Yeah, I said what I said.
Maybe. Maybe Bob was dropping some hints, especially from when part-time Pomp is not here.
Are you leaving, Bob?
No. I said I've always looked at this as your show. I'm just here. I'm a caddy. I will caddy
sometimes
for you.
If Bob has your caddy, sometimes you're here.
If you're, see, there we go.
Bob, when are you here next?
It won't be Monday because it's my golf tournament rescheduled date.
By the way, Bob.
Are you coming to that, by the way? The last time that everybody was going to come.
Am I coming to your golf? Yeah. I wasn't invited to your
golf tournament. No, I mean to actually work.
What?
Huh?
What?
You mean coming here?
No, there.
What?
I thought
I never
the last
heard
time
of
there
this.
Was some sort of remote that they were going to do. I don't know because it changed. I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm a little bit hurt that you didn't invite me to play in your golf tournament.
It's not a celebrity event, so I can't technically
do
that.
I'm not a celebrity. I'm just a person. I want to go play in your tournament.
Well, then you could have played.
Upon invite, yes.
All right, do you want to play? I'll invite you now. I have room in my group.
You do? Yeah,
yes.
I'll play.
Okay.
Limits, you want to do the show on Monday then?
I would love to do the show on Monday.
All right, if Craig passes it. I don't want to push myself into it.
You're not. I do have an open because I had a bunch of people who couldn't make it and that originally I had.
Who else is in your group? Anyone I know?
Well, one of my son-in-laws, Brandon. Matt can't do it. He's another one. He's too busy at work.
Yeah.
My brother, a guy named Joe Massarelli, who's a friend of mine, and it would be you.
Is he a comedian?
No.
Oh, I'm getting mixed up with somebody.
No, he's a lawyer.
He's
a lawyer.
I thought
he's
was a
good
comedian.
One too. Joe can.
They should have more comedian lawyers out there, Bob.
Do you know Leach Rebosik?
No.
Okay, he's a sleight of hand guy, very good at what he does.
They should have more comedian magician lawyers.
He's
going to
be there at dinner.
There.
He does a lot of card tricks for us at dinner time to entertain people.
Nice.
Yeah, he has a show in town. He's really good.
So, are you being serious? Can I come out there?
Yes.
Am I groveling at this point, Limits, or is this kosher?
No, I think it's somewhat kosher.
Yeah.
I think that you should be at Bob's outing.
I think I should be, too.
Yeah, well, you can be.
I mean, this all begs the question, why didn't he ask until I groveled?
Because I had a group. Listen.
He had no open spots.
I had no open spots. Everything changed.
But were you going to text me and say, hey, I have opens?
No. Wow, emphatic no.
No, I just because firm I'm trying Bob. To manage other groups I have and trying
I know,
to move
there's
everybody
a lot
around.
To do.
So.
Well, if I'll come there and help you move stuff too. is there stuff to be done there, like help if I get there at 6 a.m.?
No, you don't want to get there at 6 a.m. You'll be the first there.
All right.
Yeah, so don't worry about that.
Bob will still be sleeping at 6 a.m.
I can help you, Bob. Do stuff there.
Okay.
All right.
We'll do a show while we play. How about that? I've done that before on your show.
That would be fun.
On your show.
A moving show?
On your show.
Yeah, on my show. Limits, I'm excited now. First of all, no work on Monday. Secondly, I'm in Bob's tournament.
And I'm excited because I get to host the show.
Not necessarily. That's Craig's decision.
Well,
I
hopefully that comes to fruition.
It could be the Donnie. Yeah, it could be the Mackie and Donnie show.
I will tell you this, though.
Our
charity is the Partners for Quality. They do a wonderful job. It's 34 years of this, and we have tremendous support. I want to thank all the people who have been willing to move their dates to accommodate this. And I'm looking forward to it. I just hope there's no rain. But
me
that's
too.
All of our hopes every time we play.
Every time we play. All right. Paul Skeens had an unusually rough outing yesterday. What do we make of that? What do we make of the Pirates heading into the second half of their season? We never asked Bob for his first half awards limits. Would you like to do that next?
I would love to.
A rousing version of what Bob missed?
Yes, let's do it.
Let's do that from yesterday. There were some great moments, Bob.
From yesterday?
Yeah, that we want to catch you up on.
Okay.
Okay, 50-minute mark on, wait, what time is it? Oh. Our first two finalists have been selected. Now it's time to see who's next up on the fan. Come on out to Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. to audition and see if you're the next host we hire on the fan. I am going to be one of the judges along with my good pal, Malzi. You'll get 2 minutes to give your best, most entertaining take, and we'll pick two winners to go on to our final audition. Don't miss your chance tonight. 7 to 9 p.m. Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. I'm going to warm up by playing Totter Ridge. I might be late if I don't get 18 holes in, Bob. For more information, including dates and locations, visit 937thefan.com. If I get to Totter Ridge by 3:20, are you staying for the whole show today?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to leave early then.
You can.
And I'm going to have a good round at Totter Ridge. How long, how far from Totter Ridge is the Iron Rock Tap House?
Well, it's right there and by the live casino up there.
Okay.
Okay.
Then
so,
it's close.
Yeah,
it's within 5 miles.
Greg Camaretto is the owner there. Please tell him I said hello.
I will.
They do a great job over there. So,
all right.
It's a good site for that. And hopefully you'll play well so you'll go easy on the judging.
Oh, man. I hope I do. I really like that course.
Are you all golfing by yourself?
Yeah. I always meet new friends on the course. The last time I wound up with some guy on the final three holes and we had six pars between us on the final three holes.
Wow.
So we ought to play together more often. Of course, now I've forgotten who he is and what his name was.
Of course.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Limits, I almost got electrocuted during the break, and you showed all the compassion of Nurse Ratchet in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. What's happening here?
Well, you were scrambling significantly trying to do something, and you spilled the water, and I was trying to make sure that it didn't get to some of the very important electrical
things. Right, you were more concerned about the physical, machinery in the studio than you were my life. I spilled water. It literally spilled into this outlet. Right in front of me.
Yes.
This extension cord with six outlets.
And
water spilled under it. And instead of saying, Joe, watch out, or anything like that, you're like, oh my God, you're going to break the equipment in here.
Because,
stuff like that.
Joe, because you're the savvy old news hound. You know not to put your finger on the electrical outlet
you want
there.
Me to
you
be
could
electrocuted
get
limits so you can take this job.
I ran in to get some towels for you to be able to help out.
I know. That was nice, actually.
Yes. I could have stood there and said, Joe, you know what? How dare you do that? You know, dog, you happened? For spilling water.
I learned that a really bad way to absorb water is to use a substance that already has water
on it.
These wet wipes.
You started using Clorox wipes.
I was desperate. I feared for my life, and all you could do was laugh and worry about the outlet.
Come on, it is a little bit funny that you thought cleaning up water with Clorox wipes was a good idea.
Where's Bob?
I don't know.
He has one job, to be here. And he's
somewhere in the hallway.
He's not. Guess what happened, Limits? I don't remember where we were supposed to go with this segment. We still haven't done the college football segment from yesterday.
No, and people are texting in about that. They want to know what the big news is.
I finally decided on my top five Pittsburgh athletes from this quarter century.
Finally, okay.
And see, I had this plan for Bob, too. Unfortunately, he's not here.
Why don't I go find Bob?
Because then you won't be here either. And then I have nobody to talk to. You and I went over this a million times, and I would challenge anybody out there to try this. Your five best Pittsburgh athletes since the year 2000. It's taken me all week. I left out TJ Watt. I left out Larry Fitzgerald and Antonio Brown and Aaron Donald. And this is strictly what these athletes did in Pittsburgh, by the way. Marc-Andre Fleury, Alan Faneca, Cam Hayward, James Harrison. Limits, those guys might all have statues built for them in other cities.
Probably.
Around here, with all the winning and all the star individual turns, they're not even in the running for this. No. Neither is DeJuan Blair, neither is Brandon Knight. All he did was bring a basketball program back from the dead. That's all.
It shows just in the last 25 years how there have been some bad things that have happened over the last eight. But the run that we had for the city in the 15, 16, 17 years leading up to 2018 were truly remarkable.
Welcome back, Bob. I almost got electrocuted.
Hi,
Bob. Where were you?
I was being waylaid into different offices that I didn't expect to go into. Oh. So how did you get elected?
No doubt for endorsements that should be mine. And what else?
No, you're the king of that, not me.
You are. Me. Sure, you are the king of the endorsements.
That's why this every break I say, Bob, time for another message for the populace. By the way, how does Ron still have endorsements? He retired. Yet I hear him talking about, teachers from his childhood or something. I forget what ad that is.
Yeah, that's his...
It's a wonderful...
Tim Hester.
Mr. Hester.
Why is Ron still doing that? Why am I not doing that?
Because Mr. Hester wants Ron to do it.
Oh.
Maybe I should have an endorsement, Joe.
I think you should for mustache removal services.
I think that would be a good plan.
Yeah, that would be great. So, all right, Bob. The top five athletes from this quarter century. Were you here when we were debating this the other day?
Yes, we did that.
I couldn't decide on it. And then I wrote about it in the Post-Gazette today and did a deep dive. These are my definitive five.
Okay.
I'm ashamed for not having TJ Watt in there. He should be the three-time defensive player of the year. Mario Lemieux had two incredible seasons, but I know he did the bulk of his work in the 90s. DeJuan Blair, Marc-Andre Fleury. Did I mention Antonio Brown and Aaron Donald? So here's what I settled on. You guys ready? From 5-1.
Let's hear it.
5. Troy Polamalu. He doesn't need any endorsement from me, Bob. You know what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, Andrew McCutchen. One of only 3 Pittsburgh athletes to win a league MVP in this quarter century. Can you name the other 2? Wrong. Go ahead.
It's quick with the wrong here. A league MVP.
Yes. In the last 25 years, only 3 Pittsburgh athletes have won a league MVP.
Sidney Crosby.
Yep.
Evgeny Malkin.
Yes. And Andrew McCutchen. And I'm sorry, but I gave McCutchen extra points for leading the Pirates out of 20 years in exile. Come on. Number 3 is Evgeny Malkin. And I'm ashamed to say that we even debated to have him on this list, Limits. Listen to this.
Now you have him 3rd.
Yeah, because of this. You ready for this, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
Evgeny Malkin has won the Calder Trophy as Rookie of the Year, the Hart Trophy as MVP, the Art Ross Trophy for a scoring title, 2 of them, the Conn Smythe Trophy as playoff MVP, and the Stanley Cup 3 times. So I'll ask you this, Bob, and Limits. How many other athletes in the history of Pittsburgh sports which, as we know, includes, you want to go way back to Ron's early days, Hannes Wagner, Willie Stargell, Roberto Clemente, Mario Lemieux, Jaromir Jagr, anybody you can mention from the Steelers, Joe Green, Franco Harris, Terry Bradshaw.
You said Aaron Donald, do you include like Dick Groate into these kinds of things?
Yeah, but I'm on a different track
now. I know that, but you just went back all those years. So I'm trying to understand what you're making available in this list.
Now I'm confused.
So am I, but keep going.
I understand.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But he's just mentioned guys like Wagner and Stargell made me think
because Evgeny Malkin has won these awards, Bob. You ready for this? I'm not going to name them all again. How many other athletes in Pittsburgh sports history have won Rookie of the Year, League MVP, Playoff MVP, whatever form that might take in a various sport, and a championship? Rookie of the Year, League MVP, Playoff MVP, and a championship ever? In Pittsburgh sports. Malkin's done it. Has anybody else? And if so, who?
I'm going to say three.
Wrong.
Is it two?
Wrong.
Zero.
Wrong.
Wrong. One other man.
And his name is Mario Lemieux.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Clemente was never
the rookie of the year. No,
I thought he was.
No, and neither was Sid because Ovechkin won it. So I'm very sorry to say that there's only one other man. And Bob, Evgeny Malkin might be, it's weird to say, the most underrated athlete ever in this town, it feels like to me.
Only because, maybe, overall.
And
I think because he is in the shadows of Sidney Crosby so often. I mean, that's just natural. When he gets all the attention, I think also Malkin probably prospered because of it. He did not have to be that go-to guy every
day. He loved it. He loved being in the shadows.
In the shadows helped him as a player.
So just ponder that for a minute, the awards that he has won, and I feel no shame picking him third on this list. And by the way, I went back to the savvy old News Hound days when I was covering the Penguins, and I uncovered the only guy who came right out and said, because you remember the joke in 04 was the Penguins were so bad they couldn't even win the draft lottery, Bob?
Yes, I remember that.
And they lost the Ovechkin sweepstakes. Well, David Conte, who was a widely respected head of scouting for the New Jersey Devils, said this, and I uncovered this today like some fossil. I was an archaeologist today, Bob. He told me, and I quote, Yevgeny Malkin is an exceptional talent, and it's not unreasonable to think the guy who goes second could be better than the guy who goes first. That's the only time anybody said that going into that draft, that there could be, that Malkin might be as good or better than Ovechkin. And I won't say he is, but I'll say this. He's outdone him on two levels, points per game in history and Stanley Cups.
Stanley Cups, which are very important. He played a significant role. You're right. So, yeah, I mean, Ovechkin's always going to get that nod just because of what he's done.
Yeah.
And the prolific goal scorer he was. But Evgeny Malkin was...
He's right
there. And while people laughed about that, he was right.
Evgeny Malkin ranks 30th in the history of the NHL in points per game, five spots ahead of Ovechkin and ahead of a lot of guys who don't even need first names, Bob. Jagr, Messier, Béliveau. Howe. You like that one? Gordie Howe. Number two is Ben, for obvious reasons. And plus, I mean, he played such a high-profile position. He was the Rookie of the Year. He was a Super Bowl legend for the Cardinals game. He had a brilliant, exciting ad-lib style, a true gunslinger. And then the numbers. And ironically, you know, early in his career, you remember, it was, oh, Ben, just focus. You know, he wins. He's never going to have the fancy stats of these other guys. Well, by the end of his career, he had all the fancy stats, didn't he?
He did. And he also won real quickly, and could have won more, I think, over the course of his career. But yeah, the numbers suggest he should be on that list and that high. I would agree with that.
Okay, I'm glad that you do. Do you know what the play call was for the winning play against the Cardinals in the Super Bowl limits? Wrong.
What it was called?
62 Scat Flasher Z Level, Bob.
I knew that. You just didn't give me time to say it.
Bruce Arians told me that. And then Sid is an obvious number one. Do you guys agree with that?
Totally. Unanimous number one.
So I have Sid, Ben, Malkin, McCutcheon, and Polamalu as my top five. Does anybody just want to put a different person in there? Do you want to put Antonio Brown, Aaron Donald, Larry Fitzgerald?
When we did this last week, we did have Antonio Brown in there by virtue of the fact that he had a streak unlike any other of 6 years where no one was as good as he was at his position. There's a lot to be said for that. But I think if you can discount points for him for all the other stuff that's been going on.
Well, he quit on his team.
He quit on his team not just once but twice.
Once here. Once that's here. The only criterion
right.
that matters.
And he didn't win. And he was a big reason why they should have won. One of them. So winning does matter. Championships do matter. So, yeah, that makes
sense. What about T.J. Watt, Bob? Is he in your top five? do you agree on my top five, at least of names?
Yeah, I mean, at first I thought about McCutcheon just because of the lack of success that the team has had. But then when you point it out that way, I think you have to put him on that list because he was somebody who was the face of this franchise and at times face of the league. Even though everything around him was not as good as it should have been. So there's a lot to say about that. Yeah, there are a lot of guys you could put on this list who aren't on this list. It's because we have a lot of very talented people who've played here over the years. T.J. Watt, the one demerit there, if you're going to look at it, is no playoff wins.
Yeah, I broke it down. My number five was either going to be Polamalu or Watt. And you could make a case for either, because in my opinion, TJ should be a 3-time Defensive Player of the Year. And if he was, you couldn't keep him off this list, maybe.
Actually, in reality, I think he is. He just didn't get it for lots of reasons.
But both of them have the same amount of All-Pro nominations, first team. They both have 4, and there's only 5 Steelers ever who have more than that. So Troy has as many as TJ, and then, yes, they each have 1 Defensive Player of the Year. But the tiebreaker is that Polamalu authored some of the most iconic playoff moments,
big moments
in the history of the franchise. 2 of them in 1 game.
And there's one in Indy that was not called.
That
and it
too.
Should have been.
Yeah, I know that too. Right. Yeah. So I went with Polamalu.
You can't disagree with any of it, even though you feel like you should make room for others. I get that.
Do you limit? Do you have the same top 5?
I do have the same top 5. I flip Malkin and McCutcheon.
Those so McCutcheon at 3?
I have McCutcheon at 3 and Malkin at 4 with Troy at 5. I just personally can't take Troy out of that list at all, really, for anyone. I understand the Watt argument and the Watt debate, but I do feel like playoff success, and I know we're talking just strictly athlete. If we made it just who are the most talented players of all time, maybe it would be a different conversation, and maybe McCutcheon falls out of it for someone like Watt. But if we're talking just the greatest athletes, those 5 are just the clear-cut ones for me.
Well, I'm glad that you guys agree. I'm very happy with that.
But I remember we talked about Antonio Brown, and originally, wasn't he on all of our lists?
I think he was. Right. I mean, my list has changed 18 times.
That's a good problem to have. That means you have players who have risen to the heights of whatever their league involved with. I think Antonio Brown, I can make a case that he should be a Hall of Fame NFL player. I think that's going to be debated.
Yeah. You can do so many of these lists, too. We could do the 5 greatest comebacks of the quarter century in Pittsburgh sports, couldn't we?
We can do all of that, yes.
What would be one, Bob, that comes to mind?
Greatest comebacks?
Holcomb game?
That was a wild card game that they were down big and they came back, I think, 36-33.
Were down 31-13 or something. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was crazy. I'm trying to think of that. This goes back beyond 25 years, though.
How about Pitt women's basketball from last year? Were they down 35 points? Can you look that up, Limits? Just look up Pitt women's basketball comeback. Josh Rountree called the game. I think they were down 35 points, Bob, and I think it was either the first or second biggest comeback in the history of college basketball.
I remember that game, but
it was the largest regulation comeback. It was against SMU. They were down 32-7 at the end of the first quarter. SMU did not score in the third quarter. Pitt went on a 28-0 run. Pitt trailed by 32 points with 1:37 left in the first half.
32 points with a minute left in the first half.
They outscored SMU 54-10 in the second half. That's unbelievable. 54-10 for a team that was destroying Pitt in the first quarter.
That is incorrigible, Bob. Didn't Pitt football have a legendary comeback? Or am I not thinking properly here? What was Pitt football's greatest comeback? I can't think, and I can't remember. And I'm sorry, Bob.
I'm trying to remember that, too.
Steelers? Yeah, the Steelers must have been the playoff game.
They've had some games where they've been down.
Well, the Pirates had the best comeback of all. Weren't they down, what was it, 8-1?
10-0 against Cincinnati a couple years ago. Remember that?
Yeah, but I'm thinking about the Brian Giles game against the Astros.
That was back.
That was crazy.
What year was that? 2001, too?
Something
like that.
What about that ninth inning game, the famous Lanny call on the home run from
Rob Mikoviak.
That was legendary.
Rob Mikoviak in that play. That was incredible.
Well, 2001, that was the greatest comeback in Pirate history.
Bob. Didn't recently who was the catcher at the Grand Slam in the bottom of the ninth for the Pirates? He's no longer here. He's with Miami, I think.
Jacob Stallings.
Yeah, Stallings. Did he do that? I think there was a Grand Slam in the bottom of the ninth. They were down big to somebody.
Listen, I can't remember. Listen to this, oh, limitless wonder.
Yes.
Because you weren't even born yet.
No.
Or were you in August of 2001 or July?
I would have been just a few months old.
A few months old. Bob, the Pirates were down by 6 runs with 2 outs in the ninth and nobody on base. Did you hear that, Limits?
Say it again for suspense.
You say it. Say what you heard.
The Pirates were down 6 runs with 2 outs in the ninth.
With nobody on base.
And nobody on
base. No one on base.
And they won the game 9-8 on a home run. That's the greatest comeback.
When was that again?
July 28th, 2001. Limits was eating Gerber's baby food, Bob, and sucking on a binky.
Yeah, I remember a comeback, but I don't remember it was that devastating where you're down to one. It could be one pitch you were down to, and you had to overcome 6 runs.
It was, and it was Billy Wagner, for God's sakes. You know, it began with a Kevin Young double to left field. Pat Mears homers, it's 8-4. Adam Hizdu comes up. He punches a single to left field. Tyke Redmond walks. Jack Wilson knocks him in. In comes Billy Wagner. He hits Jason Kendall to load the bases, and up comes Brian Giles, who, by the way, we haven't even mentioned among the 5 best athletes in Pittsburgh sports. And if we're going strictly by numbers,
oh, man,
he's in.
And that was in the steroid era where he was not considered a steroid guy. He put up unreal numbers.
Oh, some of the best numbers you're going to find from an outfielder in the Pirates in the last more than 25 years.
Ever.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.